Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Andy Addison, back with you. Close out another great week, a theme week. Lots of fun this week. Kind of a kooky theme. Songs that have fruit in the title. Yeah, it was fun. You know, can't just go freeform all the time. And some themes are easier than others. But this one was a lot of fun for me. I had a good time with Raspberry Beret on Monday. And I am closing out the week with a great hard glam rock, I guess, hair metal. I don't know what you want to call it. But going back to 1990 off the album Cherry Pie, it is Cherry Pie by Warrant. This is a fun hard rock song. I've heard it in movies before. It's one of those that comes on the radio and you kind of, you know, start, you know, banging your head a little bit. And definitely, we'll just say it is a song that you will hear in quite the rotation of gentlemen's clubs, so to speak. Actually, there was a song collection came out years ago. This is probably back in the 90s. Called Strip Joints Rocks. And I think this was one of the first tracks on one of the volumes. I think there were actually three volumes. I do own them. It's from back when I was DJing. The thing I found before, okay, kids, we couldn't just download songs off the internet. We actually had to own the music in a physical form in order to DJ. First, it was these big things called records. Then it got smaller in CDs. And I had these CDs. And compilations and soundtracks were the best for your money, especially in the places that I worked. But getting back to the song, great song by a band. Very, you know, if we ever did a Mount Rushmore of the hair metal bands, I think Warrant would have a shot at making some list there. It would definitely be up there. If not, it would definitely get a bunch of honorable mentions. They had a good run. I could probably name you a bunch of, you know, Heaven, I Saw Red, trying to think, what was the other one? Down Boys. Yeah, a few good songs. So I think they would make it. I've actually saw Warrant live. One of my fraternity brothers was, a few of my fraternity brothers actually were in a band, and he's like, hey, we're opening for Warrant at this club they were playing. I'm like, cool. So a bunch of us went. He neglected to tell us that he was one of five bands opening up. So we were there like all night. It was loud. We were drinking. By the time Warren came on, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were kind of cooked and we stayed and hung out. But I think I had probably one of the worst headaches I've ever had leaving a bar in my life was that night. But it was fun. It was kind of cool though, seeing this band like in this club, like, whoa, kind of interesting, fun, I guess, so to speak. All right, cool. Let's get to the video and let's talk about it, all right? So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button on 3, 2, 1. I mean, there's not much to this video. It's really the band dancing around and doing stuff. And we have some, we got Dirty Rotten Filthy Steak and Rich, which is I believe the title of their first album. And we got this hot babe dancing around with, you know, jean shorts there, boots, and that red top. Definitely, you know, has that rhythm where you can see somebody dancing on the pole, right? So it was actually a late inclusion to this album. Originally, the album was going to be called Uncle Tom's Cabin, but the president of Columbia Records wanted a rock anthem, so he called Jenny Lane, the frontman, and he told him he wanted a song reminiscent of Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith, and he wrote the song about 15 minutes. Guitarist Joey Allen stated that the whole marketing and everything for that record changed. It was definitely driven by the label, not the band. The song, which was inspired by Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, which was interesting, also a last-minute addition to the Hysteria album, was written down on a pizza box, which is on display in the Hard Rock Cafe in Destin, Florida, one of the Destin columns. The guitar solo is actually played by CeCe DeVille of Poison as a favorite of Lane. They, the members of the band felt it was not one of the better songs in the album, and to see the song as a double-edged sword, it brought them fame, but many of their other songs are overshadowed by the major hit. So this video appeared, got heavy airplay on MTV, and let's see, who's in the video here? Brown appears in a form-fitting brown. Let's see, that's the... I don't know if we ever get the name of the girl here, but Canadian cable TV music network Much Music refused to air the video on the grounds that it was offensively sexist, and the director of the video defended it, saying it was a parody. It's so over the top. How could anyone think it was anything but a spoof on other hair metal videos? You know, if people think it was sexist, the only sexist was as a parody of sexism. So, and then the model in the video became involved with Jenny Lane soon after the video was filmed, and they married in 1991, and is up there on the ranking of top 10 hair metal videos on many people's lists. I mean, you could hear this also in a lot of different movies. I remember Grown Ups 2 when they had the guys, the male cheerleaders, as much to Kevin James's dismay. They're at the car wash and they're he's not like loving it because they're all dancing around to it. But definitely a great hard rocking tune. Very simple, basic video, but y'all kind of know what it means, right? Not a bad way to spend 3 minutes and 19 seconds, I would say. All right. Well, that was a fun one and a fun week, guys. Thank you all for listening, those of you that do, and downloading. And we really do appreciate every one of you. Next week, we got a regular old week, and then we'll have another theme week following that. And, guys, I'm very sad. The summer is coming to a close. I was just talking to my son, and his first day of school is literally in a week and a half. This is, I don't like this. I mean, yeah, he'll get out of the house and everything like that and be back at school, but, I know up here in the Northeast, we do summer, the weather doesn't exactly end right away. You know, you get that where it's like, it's starting to become fall, but it's still hot, and you're like, well, how do I dress? I don't know. But this was a fun summer, guys. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys enjoy our themes. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. All right. Take care.